And we're back. Yay, we're still talking about this our religious experience, I guess. I guess that's what we'll call the podcast, religious experience.
I know
we're naming the documentary something else.
I think we should call it Gods in a Pint.
Gods in a cheap ass beer.
Gods in a cheap ass beer. Oh, that works for me, man. That works for me.
We know we're recording this. Jared, please remember to edit us out smoking weed.
Yes, please.
Or we can just make it that real.
I like the keeping it real. Actually, I sent the episode you sent me the other day to a friend of mine, and she goes, Christian, let's see here.
What did she say?
She was actually quite, like, taken by it because she said, where is it? She goes, just got done listening. That was surprisingly entertaining.
That's good.
She goes, I wanted more. And LOL, I actually agree with a lot of what you were saying and your mindset on it. I myself was raised Christian, but then ended up having my own beliefs. So 100% agree with what we're talking
about.
Okay,
yeah, I sent it to a friend of mine, too, and she said, it's great.
Yeah.
She goes, she said, you guys have a really great voice for radio and podcasting. I was like, so you're saying we have a face for radio? She's like, that's not what I mean. It was good, though. She's like, no, it's very interesting. She's excited about it, too. She's like, this sounds like it's going to be interesting. So let's hope it all works out and we get off our lazy asses and get some shit done. What you said, you made a couple phone calls, right? You said you talked to some church in your area.
Yeah.
You all right there?
Yeah. I had a little dragon following me. No, I did talk to a church. I still needed to just set up a time. He's definitely for it.
Okay.
I forget which. It's a Christian religion. I forget which one.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool.
He's got the church with all the bells that ring.
Yeah. That ring at the end? Don't they all ring at the end? Episcopalian?
This one does every hour. Even at night.
Even at night. You're gonna talk to me about that when you're there? I was like, you know, hey, God and Jesus might be trying to get some sleep then, you know?
Yummy. All right. I'm good on that one. Need to focus.
But we bought a couple books. Let's see. Let me show it on camera. Yes. We bought a couple books. Buddha for Beginners, No Nonsense Buddha, Teaching for Beginners, and Waking Up Catholic.
Let me get that closer for your old ass.
Yeah, Waking Up Catholic, so you guys can see it. So we're actually doing research. We bought books. We're not just making shit up.
Nope. No, that's something that we're going to fact check the hell out of this. And I mean, and that's the thing that, and I don't want to get too deep into the fact-checking of everybody's belief systems, but, I mean, in the beginning of the show, we're going to have...
I agree.
History of it, and just the basic history. We're not going to go deep
into
it.
No, we're just kind of going to get kind of like, this is how it started, this is how it came about, and this is where we're at.
Yeah, the article that I was reading, or I read something in that, was about that, and which I did not know, is that every pope... is a
descendant of Paul.
A successor of Paul, of Peter.
Of Peter, of Peter. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Peter.
And so, sorry for the Christians who actually know their disciples.
Their Bible work.
Yeah. They're not disciples. What are they called? Apostles.
Yeah. So, I thought I'd save those on here as a bookmark.
But highly recommend reading an article. Let's find it. CatholicFaithStore.com the article, and excuse me, is the website that this article is on. But the article is the origins and history of the Catholic Church, and I've read it now going into the second time.
I read a little bit from Christianity.com, a look at the early church. You know, as a something that's interesting. Of course, you got to get a pop up even in a church thing. Let's see. Have you ever noticed that the Bible gives us no clue as to what Jesus looked like? That is true. He never really explained what he looked like. All of our paintings are of Jesus are merely the artist's idea of how he might have looked.
No. Hold on. Keep talking about something else.
But
let me fact check that.
It says the first representation of Christ on record is actually a device graffiti on the wall of a house on a Palatine Hill in Rome. It pictures the body of a man being crucified, but with the head of an ass. The inscription read, "Alexamonotus worships his God." So I'm sure that was probably something of, you know, them poking fun at Jesus by having him crucified and then with the head of a donkey. For you guys who don't know what an ass is, it's not your neighbor.
Or your husband.
Yeah. from the time of Nero, 640 AD, until the conversion of Emperor Constantine. And the Edict of Milan in 313 AD, whereby Christianity was made legal, the Christian faith was officially regarded as a religion, and an evil or depraved religion. Not anymore. Christianity's Jewish roots. Christianity became a movement under Judaism. Much of the earliest proclamation of the Gospels took place in the synagogues, of course. Jesus was a Jew.
Yes, he was.
He was supposed to be the king of the Jews, but they said no. So that's not him.
Wouldn't that piss you off? You're waiting all this time to have your Messiah show up. That's not mine.
Nah, it's not you.
But you know what's even funny? I mean, it's not funny what happened to him. Right. But what I'm saying is it's funny to me that everybody sits there and looks at Jesus and goes, oh. It was so terrible what happened to him. Do you understand that when Jesus comes back,
well,
you're going to do the same thing you did to him last time?
Yeah, because
he's not going to have the same teachings that you have.
Right.
And so I told you about my dream about Jesus coming back, right? Did I ever tell you about this, about him coming in on a plane?
No, you did not.
Oh, my God. All right. I had this dream that was a couple years back. But Jesus was coming back, and I was at an airport standing on the runway. And the plane taxis over, and there are police holding people back, and there's an entire group of Hasidic Jews off to my right.
Right.
The plane gets up. Jesus comes walking off of the plane, and all these people were just freaking out over on my left.
Right.
And they're freaking out. And Jesus looked over and saw a bunch of Hasidic Jews and ran over to the Hasidic Jews.
Right.
The Hasidic Jews ran from him.
Huh.
But then the group to the left got through the barricades and everything and surrounded Jesus. And he was like, "Who are you people?" And they're like, "We're Christians. We're your followers." And this one particular woman in the dream had her Bible, and she opened it up. She goes, "Look, everything in red you wrote or you said."
Right.
And he was flipping through it. He's like, "Who told you this?" And she goes, he's like, "I've never said any of these words." And that was the dream. I woke up. Man, I was like,
interesting.
Yeah, I was like, that was a. I was confused that entire day.
Well, I mean, from what I understand is that, you know, of course, that the Gospels were written, you know, pretty much secondhand.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
You know, and then when Constantine actually made it, you know,
300 years later,
you know, a religion 300 years later, and then I think they had the Council of, I want to say. Like something Niceses or something that the council,
yes, I think
where they decided what the canon and the Bible was actually going to look like, and they left a lot of books out too. You know, like they left the book about the Essenes and the Gnostics and Book of Enoch, which is actually in the Jewish Torah, but they left it out of the Christian Bible. And then King James came back and, you know, rewrote it in English.
Tweaked it just a smidge.
Just had to lighten it up a little bit, you know? Lighten it up. Enough with the stoning and the... There's a little room for rape.
Oh, damn it. I read this article a second ago.
But
whatever.
Yeah, so, I mean...
The council that was put together.
The Council of Night. I know what it is, but I know I'm saying it wrong.
Where did I just read that?
Let's see.
Pax Romana, Greek origin, blah, blah, blah. We're getting off. We're going down the rabbit hole.
Sorry. But with the church, debate, but not demonization. The early church did not have demonization as we
seven,
think.
Sorry. You know what? I'm not even going to try to pronounce that.
Nicaea.
Right there. Seven something.
Okay, the Council of... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, 51. I can't even pronounce that.
It's so. when they made it to canon. So you religious guys out there,
we're gonna go ecumenical.
The catalytic.
Councils. Sorry, we chopped that up completely.
We are terrible. God, I went to public school, all right. And they didn't really teach me to read.
I went to private school, and I still don't know how to read. So.
Well, pronounce large words. I know how to read.
But all right, back on point.
But I guess like a lot of the things with the early church too was they had to hide. You know, they weren't really out there. But there's periods when they would persecute the Christians, and they were like, oh, okay, whatever. And then they'd go back, and of course, then you know, as they became big, that's when Constantine was like, well, Mom's a Christian, maybe I should do it. You know,
maybe I should see what it's about.
But he says he saw a cross in the sky, which. During the one of the battles, and which you know he felt that was God speaking to him, and that's why all the shields were always painted with a white cross after
Never knew that.
Yeah, you know. But I still say there's a lot of missing parts. You know,
tons of missing parts.
And as my friend Bill was talking about today, he said that, you know, he goes, it's really more about, you know, finding God's love is what he said, which I was like, he goes, it's not, you know, yes, the scriptures are there for you to read, to understand what Jesus was trying to do. He goes, but you can only accept it if you feel, you know, God's love inside of you. And I was like, okay.
All right.
Fair enough, you know. But I thought that was an interesting point.
I mean, most of the religions speak about love being and kindness being really a staple to the religion.
Right.
Finding God's love, I mean, I don't even know where to go with that.
He always said, he goes, when I first found God's love, he goes, it was like a burning light inside of me. He's like, it enveloped me.
No.
But he said it just felt, you know,
burning
everything just felt correct. You know, and he goes, do I make mistakes? Am I still a human being? Yes. He goes, you know, I'm always trying to do what's right for God. And I was like, all right. You know,
but he's basing it off of his Catholic.
His Catholic, and being a Catholic.
Upbringing.
Yeah, a devout Catholic. Been that way for a long time. Like he grew up in the 60s and the hippie generation, and he was learning while everybody else was, you know, having love ins and set ins, he was learning how to be a Catholic. So, yeah. But he still lived his life though at normal, because he was still hadn't found what he was looking for, as you two said. You know, he was still out looking, but he was definitely, you know, getting involved in the church and going to church, but he never had that experience. To the experience that, you know, when he felt like, oh, it's more than that. It's more than just me going to church and going to the mass and praying the rosary, you know. I was like, all right. So, interesting, I thought, from just a guy who's Bill.
I can't wait to meet him. Can't wait to meet him.
But, yeah, I don't want to give away too many of his secrets, you know. He definitely is interested. You know, he's like, I'll tell Christian what it means to be, you know, to feel the love of God. I was like, okay. With a swift hand.
You hear a thud.
I is an older guy, so you probably take him.
Done.
No, but should be interesting. I think you guys will have fun with it. I don't know. I mean, we were just kind of like, I guess, you know, as far as, you know, this thing goes, reading and starting to, you know,
starting from scratch,
it's like
really.
Completely scratch, because what we're doing here is like we have to do all this research, and we also have to be the production crew.
I'm the host.
You have to carry some shit. You have to carry some boxes or something.
I don't know, man. I just need to make sure there's Evian water and.
But I mean, like I said, we're the production crew too, so we're like learning something that we, another thing that we've never done before.
Yeah,
is the production part. I mean, now Jared's done some editing and done some, you know, one documentary, so he's got a little bit experience of it. But me and you, we're just kind of winging it.
Nope, definitely winging it. That's how this podcast accidentally came to be.
That's how it all came about too. So it's going to be an interesting, you know, I think a really interesting thing that we're going to go through as far as learning about, you know, different religions and learning about making a documentary, or at least a docu-series, I guess you could call it more like that. I don't know.
Yeah, we're looking at 5 episodes first and see what happens.
I think, you know, putting them on YouTube would be the, you know, the beginning.
We've talked about it.
You know, because the production value is not going to be real large in the beginning, you know.
What?
Well, there's not going to be any.
There's not going to be any squibs. My cell phone and GoPro is not going to come.
There's not
going to
be any squibs or explosions at the end, and rays of light beaming down from the sky.
Dude, I'm going to dedicate an entire paycheck to making sure there's fireworks in the background.
All right. Well, we can get fireworks here in Tennessee. We just need to be careful.
Damn it. No, I'm looking. I mean, I'm really.
I'm looking forward to the whole process of the whole thing, but then my ADD kicks in and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go learn about the Christian religion. We're learning about the Catholics now. Oh, wait, I want to go and see what they you know, about shooting a documentary. I need to look that up too. You know.
Yep, my phone, my searches are all over the place right now, and so. And actually, believe it or not, I don't know if I said this the other night. I think that the gods are speaking to me.
Yeah?
Like a burning bush kind of thing.
Yeah.
Not without any flame.
For a man who doesn't believe in God?
I know, right?
Yeah.
So here's the reason that I'm saying this, is that the other day, I was sitting down. I was supposed to be coming here for the show, and I was dragging feet, you know, procrastinating. Right. And all of a sudden, I sat down to play Xbox or turn the Xbox off. I can't remember what the heck I was doing, but my controller would not hit to the Xbox. It wouldn't connect.
Yeah.
So I went and got the other Xbox controller. Wouldn't connect either. Oh. I was like, you know what? I'm looking at the time. I was like, that's a sign. I need to leave.
Yeah, I need to leave.
So that night when I got back, on my floor in the kitchen, there was a St. Christopher's.
St. Christopher, huh? Interesting.
And so I was like, oh. Now, I have a lot of people that go in and out of my house, and so it could have been anybody, but was that God speaking to me that I'm about to travel?
Did you look up what is St. Christopher the patron saint of? Did you look it up?
Travel.
Travel, there you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, maybe the gods are speaking to me.
Maybe.
They're like, dude, get this documentary going.
Let's go, you know. Hey, you never know. I mean, I'm feeling the spirit, you know, for sure, you know. I've always been fascinated by religion and different religions and beliefs. And
I really hope that at the end of this, I mean, I don't by any stretch of the imagination think that I'm going to become religious at the end of this. But I do feel that, and it would have to be, I mean, and I'm not saying never.
Right.
But I'm just saying that in my interpretation now,
right.
We'll talk after the whole thing's over and check it out then. So and see where I'm at.
See where we're at. That's why we're trying to, like, I guess, document everything that we do from the beginning.
From the beginning, absolutely.
Yeah. Jared got some footage last week, and I got the...
Did you ever get the footage?
He never sent me the footage. I sent him the audio, though.
Yes, I sent him.
There's two parts, actually, of that audio. There's the first part that we did that was like a little bit over an hour, and then the second part, which was the 30.
Yeah, about 30 minutes.
About 30
that,
minutes
yeah.
or so. So I sent him both of those because the other one was just, well, it just kept, you know, going off left and right. And
got a little off topic
here and there. But that'll be the fun part, you know, the behind the scene.
The behind the scene. That's going to be extra.
That'll be extra, yeah. That'll be a bonus on the DVD.
Just go through the credits. You'll get to it.
Right. But, like I said, I'm excited about the whole process.
Yep.
know.
It's going to be...
And then to work in schedules, too, because we actually have to have jobs.
Stupid jobs.
Stupid jobs, because, you know, anybody wants to support us out there.
Yeah, no.
You know.
We'll start
this is a this is a religious experience, so, you know, all donations are welcome in the pursuit of God. And if, if you're a cameraman and don't have anything to do, maybe you'd like to help us out, or, I don't know.
We pay in beer.
Yeah, we pay in beer, and every now and then a meal.
Yeah.
Don't be part of the union, all right? We don't have time for that.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
Yeah.
Let's get on point. We're off.
I know we're on point. We're just discussing like the process, I guess, you know. I mean, so
what are you looking to do at the end of this? Or get out of the end of this?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess I'm just leaving it open and gonna let the experience happen itself. And see where it takes me, you know.
Good answer.
Because it could go anywhere, you know.
I can't wait to actually interview atheists.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about that.
Well, definitely. I mean, we definitely need to get some scientists in there, too, and like how it relates to God and things
Oh, absolutely. But I'm
and
curious
atheists.
To see
and
about atheists.
A lot of scientists are atheists, you know.
Yep. No, I'm quite curious about talking to atheists. And for that, the one episode, the blind faith and blind irreligion.
Right.
Because people don't understand, they think that just atheists are all the same. No, we're not. We're totally different.
Godless heathens out there ruining the world.
I still want to be a pagan, just to be called a pagan.
Well, you have to believe in some kind of higher power.
Well, yeah, that's tough. The trick. That's tough. But it's a hard sell. Hard sell.
Yeah.
But did you want any of that?
No, that's good.
I'm interested to... to speak to other atheists, because I mean, I listen to people send me all the time little clippets of, you know, things they find on TikTok or, you know, Facebook or whatever.
Right.
And they send it to me and they go, oh, I want to know your opinion on this. And it's an atheist and, I don't know, a priest or something. And they're usually yelling at each other, which is just absolutely absurd.
Right.
At that point, your pride's gotten in the way.
Well, yeah.
Trying to get
your ego and your pride.
Ego and pride.
Trying to. You're more dedicated to proving yourself right than
listening.
Listening.
Yeah.
Than listening, for sure.
Yeah. And so, but they send it to me all the time. And I always feel just kind of, I always kind of laugh when I listen to them, because, I mean, some of these people that are consider themselves atheists, I'm like, where the hell are you, what are you coming up with? I mean, like, how did you get there? Because, I mean, a lot of times, like, people that are so sure that God is not real. I mean, like, for a fact, God is not real, God is not real. I mean, that's in the same boat as the people that can sit there and look at you and go, oh, no, God is real. I know for a fact God is real. I've heard that so many daggum times on both parties.
Right.
But I want to understand how.
Right.
How can you believe there is a God? How can you believe there is not a God? We have no idea. We're not going to implement nothing or implement a God to...
We don't know anything until after we're dead.
Yeah. So, and even then, who knows?
Who knows? We don't even know then.
We don't know then.
You know, I mean, if you listen to, like, you know, like Buddhism and things like that, they believe in like a lot of reincarnation and things like that. So I don't know. I don't remember anything from a past life, even though they say, oh, you'll get snippets of it from here and there. Like, that's deja vu. You know, you've done this before, or.
That's the Matrix.
Yeah.
Right there. The Matrix is broken.
Yeah. But, you know, they believe that, you know, your good deeds move you on to the next level. If you're, like, where the karma thing comes into play. If you got bad karma, you may come back as a rat, you know?
A New York City rat.
Tough rat.
Tough rat.
Hey, I'm from New York City. That's right.
Did you see Frankie? He got electrocuted the other day in the subway. He comes walking in like, yo, Frankie.
But, yeah, so, I mean, so there's, you know, but I always talk about, you know, like, oh, past lives. You know, there's plenty of, you know, people talk about past lives. And
well, I mean, that's, if you think about it, oh God, when was this? In India, when they started implementing cars or bringing in cars, I don't know why I'm so obsessed with the word implementing.
Yeah. Today,
but
well, word of the day is implementing.
Word of the day is implementing. But when they started using cars, and the bugs, they would run over the bugs.
All right.
Well, they believed that
they were killing their ancestors.
They were killing their ancestors, and they had to actually go and make a law stating that it is okay
to drive your car.
To drive your car and hit bugs. And so,
well, I mean, didn't the horses kill bugs?
I forget the reasoning behind it, but.
I know that's why cows stay, they find cows are sacred, so that's why they don't eat them, and they just roam everywhere. The cow is sacred in the Hindu religion, which is okay, you know, if that's your thing.
Yep.
We eat them.
Yes.
Christians agreed. Eat them. Jews eat them. Muslims eat them.
Yep. Except, what is the Islamic beef?
I don't know.
It starts with an H. It's like purified.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they do the same thing, like when they koshered.
Yes. The koshered no, it's the beef. Same thing.
Same thing. You have to the heart has to pump out all the blood when you kill them. You have to slice their throats and hang them upside down and then bleed them out, and the heart has to pump out all the blood. Where like in an American, you know, slaughterhouses, they kill them with a bang stick. They just come up to the head and just pow and hit them, and they drop to the ground, and then they open them up and drain them.
Here we go. Shawarma.
Shawarma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did not start with an H. Sorry.
But yeah, that's the trick, you know. You have to bleed them out. Keeps them pure.
I always thought it was the prayer.
It could be the prayer, too. I don't know. Things we'll learn on the way.
Hey, yes.
You know, things we'll learn. Which I, you know, which is funny is you talk about like, you know, like you're St. Christopher,
mm-hmm.
You know, not to be off topic or anything, but, you know, I followed, you know, President Joe Biden on Facebook, you know, and make snide remarks at his crap. But it's also like trolled by like a lot of foreigners too, like a lot of people from different countries. Well, I notice like sometimes it gets spammed too. It'll get spammed and then I notice like there's a whole like long passage in Arabic.
Nice. Something mom gave me years ago.
In Arabic, and I'm like, I can't read that. It's all in Arabic. But I go down, I translate it, and I read it, and it was pretty much talking about how, from what I got from it, was the naiveness that that the Christians would believe that, you know, Allah would make a son, because Allah is all great, you know.
Well, I mean, but see, questions like that I have.
Yeah.
If you're all great, why are there so many things more or less wrong? I mean, people born with disabilities,
right?
Natural disasters.
Why is there death?
Yeah. Why is there death? Right. I mean, just because somebody ate a fig,
right?
Like, or the apple in the other religions,
whatever the metaphor whatever for the, that is.
But that's what caused us to live like we do, and now God doesn't pay attention. I mean, those questions.
Yeah, it doesn't really answer those questions. They always say that, you know, because God gives us free will.
Yes.
He gives us free will, so we can do and whatever we choose to do, but there's consequences for the wrong things you do.
Right. And here's another thing, then. If God is all-powerful, why are there so many religions?
I don't know. Maybe he had to speak to different people in different ways from different cultures, you know?
And why are we in such conflict, then, if it all comes
because
from God?
Because of that, they're not right. I mean, that's the biggest problem.
But that right there proves
it's the same thing with the Muslim religion and the Christian religion and the Jewish religion. It's all the same. It all comes from the Jewish religion, but we can't agree to disagree, really. And it was just different sects of mm-hmm. that whole area in and around the Middle East at the time. You know, because in the Quran, it's Ishmael went out, who was the son of Abraham, went out to the desert and taught the Bedouins about the one true God, Allah. Well, you know, so obviously, you know, Muhammad came, you know,
from that teaching.
Yeah, from that teaching, and of course Christianity too, because Jesus was a Jew and he grew up as a Jewish person in Nazareth or wherever he was from. You know? Yeah.
Nazareth.
So Nazareth, right? Bethlehem. In Nazareth, spent a lot of time in Jerusalem when he was older. Yeah. But then there's that whole missing piece of Jesus of when he was a kid. You know, the Bible doesn't. They talk about when he was born, a little bit about when he was young, and then nothing until he comes back, and you know, a couple of weeks later, he was dead. know? I'm just saying that could have been
that
more than a couple weeks
when he was here.
Yeah, so I don't know, but like he amazed, like when he was a kid, I guess he amazed the rabbis of his knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to, I guess they taught him, and then that just goes blank. You know, there's just nothing about him.
You know,
after
I
that.
Asked a kid one time who was a born again Christian about that.
Yeah,
I was like, where's that gap? And he goes, you know what? I want to talk to my pastor. He goes and talks to his pastor, comes back and goes, that was God, or Jesus training and educated himself to be who he was. Yeah. And so, and those time frames weren't important. Excuse me?
Yeah, I would think those points would be important as the Son of God. That, yeah. You know, what brought him, you know, I mean.
Yeah, what books did he read?
Did God just sit there and go, get in here, Jesus, yeah. you gotta learn. You gotta learn today. Get in here. I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense why that part's missing. And so, and I mean, and I don't know if it's missing. And I mean, this is, I'm strictly speculating here, but right. I don't know if it's missing because it was not really important. I'll give it that.
Okay.
All right. Or there was just so many gaps,
right?
That they couldn't really put two and two together. I got you.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Totally understand that. Feel it. Was he not the best person, and there was something that happened that changed him?
Right. Yeah.
These are questions that
I guess
I have
we should write those questions down to ask a priest. You know, I mean, there's no reason not to ask those questions to him and ask him about you know. Because Jesus was the Son of God, which, you know, he's the Holy Spirit, and, you know, so he is of God, and, you know, he created the new covenant with man, saying everybody is welcome into, you know, into God's kingdom. That's what Jesus was for. He was the vessel. Instead of just saying the Jews were the only ones allowed, and they were, you know, well, they are, you know, God's children, the Jews are. But he just opened it. Like I said, he made a new covenant with God, which threw away a lot of the old covenants from the Jewish religion, where pork and shellfish were back on the menu. I'm like, yeah, it's okay now. Go ahead and eat it. You're hungry, right?
Eat up.
Eat up. Eat that lobster.
I always laugh about lobster that they used to use it as
prison food.
Prison food, yeah. Just that doesn't make any sense. These people are like, man, these dummies are feeding us well. And now I'm sure they didn't.
Everybody's sitting around going, God damn it, lobster again.
Again? If I eat one more lobster.
If I eat one more lobster, I'm fucking killing somebody. You already did kill somebody.
That's why you are here. That's good stuff.
Yeah. But I believe that the journey will be exciting and new.
Agreed.
Just like the love boat.
Mm-hmm.
Getting on God's love boat.
And we'll talk more.
Yeah.
We're
There's so much
to learn right now.
So much to learn and do, and like I said, this research part. You know, we're just going to have to grab some cameras and just go out and just
pretty much
shoot, you know, see what happens.
Pretty much.
And, you know, the first victims will be like, look, all right, so we're not really good at this yet, okay?
Just work with us.
Just, we're working on it. God is moving us in a direction.
Yes.
That's what the Blues Brothers were based on.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're doing
it
for God.
We're doing it for God.
And yeah, he removed all their he removed all the obstacles, if you think about it. So the Blues Brothers was actually a religious experience, you know?
Oh, yeah. Because
if you think about it, in the blues, right? I mean, I'm trying not to cheapen religion, but I'm just saying the Blues Brothers were, you know, anything that happened to them, nothing happened to them because they were protected by God.
Yep.
Like, you remember the building blew up and they got up and they walked away.
walked right out of it.
Never went to jail.
Oh, Hershey.
Yeah.
That's
what,
that's not bad. I'm not usually into.
It's a porter.
Well, I like porters, but I'm not really into flavored, but this is not bad.
Chocolate is kind of normal in a porter.
Can we throw a shout out to the
company? No. I would keep it turned around just in case, you know. We don't have any rights to their. And if I put this up on YouTube, we'll
blur some stuff out.
Yeah.
So. I would probably edit some of this, too.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe the beginning, because I just turned it on and just kind of went for it. So I'll probably chop it out until we get into it. But, we got a lot to do. This could take a while.
Yes.
I mean, you know, one episode could take, you know, a while.
A while.
Just for us, just for the learning curve in general.
My brain already hurts.
Yeah.
What did I start?
Yeah, well... You started us on a journey. That's what we're taking. That's what we're taking.
Rings.
Dink. Form of a Bible.
damn it.
But, I'm excited about it. We just got to figure out and try to get some schedules worked out and when we're going to do our first shootings and maybe just go walk, shoot a bunch of B-roll, you walking around talking about stuff.
Yeah, I thought about that. Just walk into a bar and start talking to people.
Yeah, could do that. Have to get them all to sign consent forms.
We can make that happen.
Yeah.
Just carry them with us.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? It's going to be cool. And I'm extremely pumped. I'm glad you're on board.
Yeah.
I'm glad this podcast happened accidentally.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is, I think, good. We'll put out a name up for it soon.
Yeah. No, I probably want to take it. I've been thinking about taking it off. You know, I want to probably create another page for it because I don't know. I don't want it on the Here It Is podcast because it's different.
Yeah.
It's
completely different. Totally. I'm with you on that.
What's going on there. So I feel like I got to create another podcast separate for it.
How much does that cost?
Nothing. I just need to create an email account and set up a new anchor page. I would try to look to see if we could just add on to your current podcast, but there was nothing there.
Oh, gotcha.
So exciting.
God, there's gonna be so
things
much
I have to do. there's things I have to do that I haven't done that I've thought about, and then I forget about it. So until then, we'll still put this out here on Here It Is podcast, so you can listen to it.
No, I'm trying to sit there and think of a name. I don't know. We'll figure that out.
A religious experience.
A religious experience.
I mean, that's what I named the first episode.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So. And then the docu series can be called, you know, Convert an Atheist. So they're a little separate, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm like,
so they know this is just us talking, you know, on the podcast and trying to figure things out.
And we're going to have we're going to try our best to get interviews.
Yeah. I mean, we might even try to get them, like, have them on the podcast, too. So, hey, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Is on the podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have some interviews. I mean, a lot of it's going to be just, I want to hear from real people.
Yeah. Joes.
Average
out there
Joes.
Who are faithful in their religious practice of whatever they may do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be it Christianity or, you know, Buddhism, Wicca.
Atheist.
Agnostic.
Hindu. we can just keep
going on, you know. There's thousands of religions out there.
So many religions.
So many. Anyway, we'll keep this one kind of around 30, 40 minutes here. We've done 40 minutes, so we'll take a break. We'll see if we might be back. But stay tuned. There's definitely more to come, for sure.
Be kind.
Peace.